Jazzy 88 WFSK as smooth as he wants to be. Nelson Rangel with a little flashback from the past, Whatever Happens, the name of that cut from the Wayback Machine. With us as in our spotlight this week is saxophonist artist Nelson Rangel. And Nelson, it is always a pleasure to have you with us on WFSK.
What a pleasure to be with you.
And you are hot on this new project that is absolutely beautiful. By Light is your latest release.
Thank you.
And we have featured a couple of cuts off of it in this first half hour. So now, Old School was the first one off, and it is a righteous cut. And it is. You got the double thumbs up. And now, when was the official release on this?
By Light was released February 9th.
Mm-hmm.
It's been out a month now, and it was number one most added in the country when it came out, and it's kind of been steadily doing its climb, I guess, on the charts and going up. So I'm just kind of holding my breath and keeping my fingers crossed for
definitely,
the whole thing.
Definitely. Well, you keep it true to the old school. You keep it true to the genre. So I don't see a problem with the climb.
Well, you know, things are changing a great deal, of course.
Yes.
And I am a kind of, I suppose, at this point, a bit of an old school guy, so I'm even learning a lot of the new paradigms and the new realities of things.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, in my old young age, I guess, I'm learning some new tricks and thinking about new ways to reach out to people, because radio itself, as you know, is changing an enormous amount.
Yes.
That's right. And even making these CDs isn't that funny? That's changing a great deal.
It is.
Also about whether people just even listen to CDs, actually.
Well, I guess it depends, you know, and I would say, sometimes downloads are okay, but on the other side of that, sometimes they're a ginormous pain in the neck, because you have a tendency to lose music too easy, to me.
You know, I just want to say to people, as a kind of a societal and cultural thing, I think that things that disappear in the ether, whether it be books, magazines, newspapers, LPs, CDs, that when you're purely getting stuff in a non-tactile form, there is something of permanence and some that is sort of lost.
Right.
And also a CD itself constitutes, much like a book, it is a body of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that has different songs that work together and constitute a whole. And so for me, it's really a nice thing to have that thing in your hands and read the liner notes and feel it and take it out of its package and put it on and consider it. And this is, for me, a different experience than just streaming something and then it disappears with no earthly form.
And I could just high-five you right now, Nelson, because I've got to be honest, having as much music as a station like WFSK does, it gets costly. It costs us a ton to always, you know, have this backups, and we've lost a bunch of stuff here. We had a system that went it went out, it played out after so long, and it was not retrievable. It was just our original automation system, we used it until it was on his last leg, literally.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. This is, as we lost some, I mean, it was like, this is too much, you know, this is mentally too much. And, you know, you have backups and all that, but you got to constantly spend money on this stuff. It's constant, you know.
Sure.
So and I will tell you, as somebody who gets all y'all's music, and we are music intensive, I can keep up with you better if it's a CD than I can a download.
Well, I would say, you know, it's interesting between worlds, because while one, if you're me, mm-hmm. and I often am me, I find that, you know, I want to hold on to all of my old friends, mm-hmm. all of my old fans. You know, I really, man, I am on... Mm-hmm. I am on the Amazon getting all of my old CDs as well. So my first statement applies about that. I really like finding, it's like old and used books at this point. You know, I really do try and find, I try and make sure that my library is full of all the great stuff that I dig. And I'm not only talking about old Tom Scott, David Sanborn, and Bob James records, and Al Jarreau, and on that are kind of old school at this point. I'm talking about Coltrane records and Miles Davis records, mm-hmm. Cannonball Adderley records, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Bill Evans. All of the kind of classic things, because for me, having these things in my library, so not so to speak, quite literally, well, it's a joy to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, to my younger fans, I hope, I'm always amazed, by the way, yeah. when the younger musicians will say that they have listened to me and that it has meant something to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so honored by that. This is something, you know, right now, by the way, I'm on my way to the airport to go. I'm going to be doing a little judging thing of a high school jazz band festival up in Rochester, New York, and then play with one of the bands. And, you know, I want to inculcate as much as I can with the younger generation in it. I never thought I would say this, because yesterday I was the younger generation.
Right.
Boy, does time fly.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Time flies, and 17 releases later, you know, you're still standing, and that's really what's up.
Still standing.
Still standing. Well, and Nelson, I want to tell you, just let me just interject this in before we close out that portion of the conversation. Our listeners of our station... prefer a CD. The download thing just didn't work very well, you know, with people. They would, their equipment wasn't able to do certain things. Everybody's not on the same level technology-wise. It was a pain in the neck. It was an absolute pain in the neck. And, you know, I didn't get the download. Can you free send it? All of that. I mean, it just went on and on and on. And, you know, that's, if you got a big budget and you got people to sit around all day and twiddly-dee and twiddly-dum, then okay, fine. But if you don't, like many of the jazz stations, you know, you're doing 29 jobs simultaneously. At least I know when we are here. You
That's
don't have
right.
time, you know, to babysit downloads and all that. So it was just too, I was like, this is a time waster for me. And, you know, a lot of the people and the consumers that we have talked to, they, you know, they want something tangible, like you said, something that they can place on the shelf in the car in their hand.
I'll say this, and that's just that across the board, I think that the arts are a thing that we really have to care for and that we have to mind, because increasingly, and sort of to my alarm, the arts in general are becoming a little bit of a cottage industry, if you will. We all have to really pay attention, and whether it's, again, whether it's newspapers, journalism, books, you know, smooth jazz or straight ahead jazz. We have to mind these things. We have to pay attention. We have to care to till the garden, if you will.
Yeah.
And I think that while we embrace technology and embrace modernity and these new modes of communication, I think it's very important, man, that we try to also hold on to what's very important. And meaningful about kind of past modes.
Because
I don't always think that the newest thing, it represents progress in a certain way, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily better in every way than what preceded it.
Yeah.
And I think I think that we do, I think that it's important for us to be mindful of that, and I say that almost more to the people, the young people coming up, and maybe to people of our generation.
Well, we, you know, we, our perspective is I like to do what's best for the audience as much as possible, because we're because we're nonprofits, you know.
Right.
We depend heavily on them being happy. And
thank God for you guys. God in general is dependent on you.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, we, you know, I'm fully aware of that. I guess I didn't know as much years back as I do now, and I'm glad that I'm at the helm, because I'm a genuine lover of this music. And
you are you're one of the greats.
Well, you're so sweet. Now that's why I'm gonna love you when I see you one of these days. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna, like, oh my God, give my hug, Nelson Rajah. Now Nelson, I do want to ask you, who's, tell the audience who's on the project with you, and the musicians, and who wrote and produced and the whole nine.
Well, you know, my co-producer is a brilliant young guy named Alex Nekrasov, and as a lot of these projects are these days, you know, you try and squeeze the buffalo off the nickel. And talking about technology, a lot of this, most of this record was done in my basement, frankly, and parts that, you know, and all of the musicians listening will respond to that, and they'll understand, you know, I mean, and technology nowadays allows us to do things that formerly could only be done in studios. Now we all kind of have our home studios, and that is a blessing, and it's also, it's double-edged, you know, because a lot of these things are done necessarily because of budget constrictions and realities. You know, we're doing these with hopefully mindful and sensitive humans, but kind of masquerading as other sensitive and mindful humans, because a lot of this is just done with me and my friends sitting there at a keyboard. But where live guys are concerned, I have the brilliant Brian Monroney on guitar, who's a complete studio ace of the Northwest. He's kind of the guy in Seattle, and you know, was the musical director for a long time with Tom Jones, of all things. And I'm doing him a disservice because I'm not remembering some of the things that he's played with. But a lot of, even in our world, you know, the Nashville cats and guys who he went to school with at University of Miami will know him. And then I have Joel Rosenblatt on drums, who was formerly with Michelle Camilo and the Manhattan Transfer and Spyro Gyra. Louis Palmer, who's a studio ace in L.A. And, you know, to be honest with you, that sort of on this, the last records I did, of course, had a lot of New York guys on them, and Bob James was all over one of them. And this one was, you know, even more out of my, well, frankly, out of my own pocket. So you end up doing much more of it oneself. But I think that we generated still a very organic kind of sounding record, and that was a goal. And you know, it's a record that's a commercial jazz record, so on some levels I did not opt to do things live in the studio, but the record has a largely live kind of feel about it, and most of my tracks were actually done in a way that they were not kind of you know, they were pretty much done in a take or kind of two and then put together. So I feel like it's a pretty organic record.
Well, I would say in the background right now, we're playing the title track, By Light. And I would say the song certainly does represent that. Did you write it? And what's the story behind this title?
Well, I wrote that with my friend Jay Rowe, and also Alex kind of did some trims and tucks on this thing. And what I would say about this tune, I went back and listened to a lot of my old stuff, and what I would say this record constitutes is more of a contemporary commercial pop jazz project with, if I do say, a pretty fair amount of very real playing and improvisation. So the jazz aspect of it is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is much more of that type of project than maybe a smooth jazz record in its truest form. There's a great deal of jazz element on this record, and I would say that it's more like an old school project that you might have heard in the early 80s, late 70s, kind of throughout the 80s, the kind of stuff that I grew up on and cut my teeth on. And I just think it has a lot of appeal. I think it's a very generous record, and that it also puts a great deal of accent on real playing and improvisation, but not in a way that I think is, I think it's generous. I think that it means to appeal and to reach out to people in the best way that a commercial attempt would. So that's my little plug, I guess, for myself.
Well, but it is true. Everything that you say.
I think it's true. I think even jazz, I think even straight ahead fans will find, if they give it a chance, a lot of real playing to, I think, to enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I think.
Well, and, you know, we have, we play some straight ahead, but some of the songs are way too long. And I would hate to cut anything, you know.
We're still doing radio edits.
I know, but it's
even
not.
Even on this record of mine.
They're not sending. Well, we'll play. Tunes. Yours is 6 minutes, but I can't do a lot with 11 minute songs. So I try to pull off, but I can't. You can't please everybody all the time. And I just do the best I can and, you know, just pray and move on. But it's, you know.
You know, if you're a musician, when you're doing these radio edits, sometimes you feel like, well, which arm do you think I should cut off, the left one or the right one? You know, because it's very difficult editing these.
I know it is. It's difficult for us to make these choices, too.
I hear you.
You know, because we have a persnickety. Jazz people are very funny about their things and what they love and don't love. And you know, they are. I mean, you know, it's like, oh, Lord. I mean, you know, so, and because we do fundraise, you know, we have to do what the people are giving, you know, their donors. If we stayed on the cloud all day and you know, we wouldn't, this station would be broke. We would be out of business because we need people that, you know, put some money where your mouth is. And it's hard. So, you know, I just try to.
You have to have
a company.
You have to have people who truly love it and truly want to be a part of it. I mean, at this point, these kind of endeavors, everywhere that I go, it has to do with the community. And somehow, in a very humble way, I was in Nashville a few years ago, a couple years ago, with my friend Jeff Cox, who's a wonderful player and teacher over at Tribeca. I did a master class over there and then a little concert. And, you know, we have a community, whether it's Jeff Coffin coming through, you know, who's a great sax player living in Nashville, one of the contemporary greats, or Mark Douthit, who's one at Studio Wonder over there, or Pat Coyle, all of these guys. I mean, we all have kind of a community and we know one another, and when we're lucky, we get to play together. And, you know, just recently I was asked whether I could come by and play at Sambuca, and maybe in the future that will take place. And somehow we put this all together and sort of, well, by gosh, I'm going to be 58 in a minute here, and I just thank God that somehow I've been able to pull off this traveling circus for all this time. You know, I've just been able to play music for people, and even as I'm driving right now in my final stretch to the airport to go play, I'm so thankful that I get a chance to do this. And it's because of people like you and because of the jazz community and the arts community that's willing to stay with this.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, we're grateful.
It's a profound thing.
We're grateful for your gifting and your music. And we play from your collection, we've got, we go back a ways here at WFSK with Nelson Rangel Music. This is
the second or third time.
It's
a lot of stuff.
It is a lot. This is your second, yep. I think, or third time you've been in the spotlight, because we had you on Artist of the Week on the Red Project. And I want to say that you were with us on the Blue Project, too. So
that was one of my most spectacular. The Red and Blue Things was one of my spectacular, fiery, blazing. Mm-hmm. One of my firing, blazing, spectacular misses, if you will. I got ambitious and thought I would do two records at the same time. So that was a spectacular crash, but it was a beautiful one.
It was.
You should have seen it. It was fantastic.
No, we played it. It wasn't a crash. It was excellent. One featuring you on the flute and one featuring the sax.
That's right.
It wasn't a crash to me.
Conceptually, it was a very good idea.
It wasn't a crash to me, I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, Nelson, where will you be in the coming months? Are you on the circuit? I know you do a lot in education.
Listen, I'm going to be in Atlanta and San Antonio and Spain and Mexico and mm-hmm. Japan, and I'm going to Rochester right now, and I'm trying to think of where else, but, you know, I don't know. Go over to NelsonRangel.com, take a look at where I am.
Uh-huh.
There will be more dates coming. I'm pretty busy promoting this record by light right now. I do hope that people will check out these tracks. You know, you can go over just to CD Baby, for instance, and you can hear the tracks in full. And if Nelson ever get, I think that on my website you can go directly and listen to the tracks as well. Mm-hmm. I think that you hear how in touch I am I pay other people to do this stuff for me. So anyway, don't judge. And, you know, so, but again, somehow this is all still kind of working out as I'm driving up here, getting ready to get on a plane and go somewhere else. So I just feel so lucky that I'm still being able to bring the music to people. And
yes,
it's an incredible blessing.
Well, we feel lucky to have your music in our collection, and we thank you so much. And keep in touch, Nelson. Let us know. Because I think the last time that you were Artist of the Week, you were getting ready to do that class at Tribeca. And
I'm gonna do something something will be arranged with the All Stars over there in Nashville. They're some of the world's greatest musicians, of course. And you know, we'll put together something either over at Sambuca or what is the other place? The City Winery, is that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
There's some clubs there, and we'll just have to see. But something's gonna happen where Nelson Rangel will bring the traveling circus to Nashville.
Well, hopefully it's something that, you know, the station can also get a blessing from, you know, because
everybody
makes money but us, and that's not cool. and I'll talk to you about that off the air. But anyway, Nelson, I appreciate you so much, okay? And give your website.
No, man, I'm so thankful for you.
Oh,
thank you,
Chef. You're welcome. Give your website, please.
It is www.NelsonRangel, RANGELL. Go over there, check it out. And if for nothing else, you can see a picture of me and my dog, my old friend. He's no longer with us here on Earth, but you can get a little beautiful shot of me in my natural habitat, which is the Rocky Mountains.
Oh,
and
that's worth
your 20 seconds of going over there and checking it out.
So you're in Denver, right?
I am in Littleton, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver.
Okay,
Colorado, the jazz mecca of the world.
Don't they make Coors beer there or something?
What's that?
Coors beer.
But, you know, what can I say?
That's where I know
I'm a craft beer man, my dear.
Okay, my bad. Anyway, Nelson, thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing from you in the future, okay?
Well, thanks so much, and much love to all of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, and have a good rest of the day, okay? Uh-oh. He's off to the airport. That is this week's Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week, saxophonist Nelson Rangel. And Nelson's latest release is entitled By Light, and it's this classic Nelson Rangel great music. Please go by his website, check it out, listen to the cuts. I'm pretty positive that you're going to like what you hear. 10 tight ones on there. And he's his initial single out is Old School. We started the hour with the Old School, and also heard his rendition of Human Nature, as well as By Light. And wasn't the next one after that, wasn't that From the Start X? Is that what that was?
I believe so.
Okay, cut number 5 From the Start. So, it's time for
music giveaways.
Okay, right. And what does the audience need to do?
Give us a call right now, 329-8810, 329-8810.
And you all know it's Free Music Thursday.
That's right.
And on Thursdays, we don't mess around, okay? We give away brand new releases.
That's right.
So, what's the number, X?
329-8810, 329-8810, area code 615.
You all get on the horns. Mm-hmm. Now, put us on your speed dial so you can just hit one and boom, you're in the house. 615-329-8810. Okay, we're going to get the 8th and 10th caller at 615-329-8810. 615-329-8810. By Light, Nelson Rangel's latest release available for you right now. And while X is rounding up the 8th and 10th callers to put the brand new music in their hands, we're going to shift a little gear here. And there is a show that many of you love listening to on Wednesday night after mine. Of course, it's after the 401 show and Christian McBride's show. Immediately after Jazz Night in America is the Catch the Flow show, featuring keyboardist, entrepreneur, award winner, just an all-around wonderful person, that's Marcus Johnson. And Marcus is going to be back in Nashville at the end of this month. So Marcus is with us right now, right, Marcus?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm well. You having a good day?
I am. I'm sitting here with my princess. I've had her on spring break the last 3 days, so I'm excited, working some new stuff, drawing as I'm recording the show, and she's doing her thing, so I'm having a ball.
So you're on daddy duty today, huh?
No, I've been on daddy duty all week, which, I mean, daddy loves daddy duty. I mean, that's my hanging partner, awesome to see her grow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Well, we're happy to, you know, that comes across in your music and in your presentation. We're happy to welcome you back to Nashville on March 31st. And was this the third trip here for you, second?
It will be the third trip at the City Winery, yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm just trying to getting it in my head.
Oh, okay. I know, because you got a lot going on. Now, tell the audience, give us some details. I think somebody's going to open for you, right?
Yeah, of course. You would ask me that one. But, yes, we do have an opening band for us this time. And they're a local group from the area. And then besides that, I have some guys coming from D.C. that'll come in and sit with us. Mm-hmm. And it's the 31st, mm-hmm. and that is Sunday. And we just look forward to doing what we do. I mean, we've done our Christmas show there. We've done very well. We did very well last time that we were there. And with all the support from WFSK, man, I'm just looking forward to laying down some of the new stuff that we're doing.
Oh.
I probably have a new CD coming out towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And just fun. You know, I've been really focusing on enjoying every note that I play.
Oh.
And people have been saying, you know what, I hear it in your music. I see it as you play. Mm. And, yeah, man.
Well, I will say we're going to hear some fresh new Marcus Johnson.
Yes, yes.
Now, let me ask, because, you know, we were into your collection from the old stuff to the present. Which direction might this be going in with this new project you're working on?
A lot of it really kind of goes more into this kind of lounge and chill hop vibe that I've been in. So if you listen to the show, the last 30 minutes is the lounge set. And I'm really digging that vibe. I mean, you know, I love playing. I've been doing I did the solo piano record for Christmas this year, and that was fun. But really getting into some stuff where, you know, you can roll your windows down on whatever interstate you're driving and lean back a little bit and just, you know, take a deep breath. You know, music is one of those things that's very cathartic, very therapeutic for people. And, you know, I love, like for me, I'm a guy who grew up in, you know, the height of hip hop. And then you think about what, you know, Pete Rock is doing with Peace Tremendals, Jay Dilla, Stan Forby, you know, some of the cats that I play on the show. And I'm like, look, that's what I love. So why not go and do some of that, have the groove, and then, man, just play on top of it. It's like what they did back in the day, if you take, like, a Miles Davis cool jazz period, where they weren't playing at tempos like 120. You know, it's not Cherokee you know, playing something, you know, Donnelly-esque, you know, where you're just playing and playing and playing and playing. It's more like, get in the groove, man. Yeah. Let's just lay a nice little ground framework and let's enjoy this thing called life. Let's enjoy this evening, this afternoon.
Yeah. So it's not so heavy, because, you know, some of it can go so heavy and you're so deep, you just like deep. I mean, for real, some of it is just deep. And you can't always go as deep as possible when you, especially when you're driving. you know, some people can, but we have to concentrate on the road. Now, this group, Porcelain, are they, you said they're Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and again, it's City Winery's working with trying to make sure that they get as many new folk in there as possible, and giving the stage to, you know, giving the stage to give the best experience for, you know, the listener. So I love it. I mean, it takes. We're still going to give our 90-minute show. So, you know, you have the two sets, which is great.
Excellent. Well, you know, I'm just really looking forward to it. And I actually, this time, will be in the house, Marcus. And I will be there.
Because you stood me up for the concert and for dinner, huh?
I'm cleaning up my act.
You hear me? Hey, Nashville, she stood me up for dinner. I was like, can I take you out to dinner? She's been time for Marcus. I know you love me.
I do. I truly do. And the only reason why I did is because, to be honest, I was exhausted. And, you know, people that know me know I go with a pretty high clip. So, you know, I have run myself down. Other than that, I'm not going to miss a free meal, honey. So,
hey. See, I thought it was me. It was just the meal. Okay, Nashville, you hear it. She loves the meal and not MJ.
Marcus, you know you my precious, okay?
Okay, Miss Meagle-ass, I love it.
Now, because I remember I told you a long time ago that I had to bring my MJ from the house up here to add into the station collection, because they were light on MJ. So that's love now. At some point, was your nickname Benji or something like that?
No, that is somebody else. And that's one of those things where the internet is not on its job. So, you know, when you start putting things in and people's names are similar. So, like, when you have a, how would I say it? It's kind of like when you get a new phone and you have the first name of people and then Google puts everything under one, John. Yeah, well, they put Benji Johnson, who's a gospel artist, actually under my stuff. So
really?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Well,
that's interesting. trust me, we're trying to work it, because I'm like, play. I go Alexa, you know, when I get online or whatever, like, I can't get where I need to, and I'm playing my music, you know, online or on the computer, uh-huh. And it's like, all of a sudden, I start hearing this other stuff, and I'm like, that's not me. and by the way, I do know my music, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, but, you know, who is that? So I look down and found this Benji guy, and I say, Benji guy, his music is great, but it's just not mine.
Okay. Because, you know, I had seen that somewhere, and you know, people always, you know, online, they'll mess you up on there. You know, you really do have to do your homework. You know, you type in somebody's name, and it's a universal name like Marcus Johnson, all kind of people are going to pop up on the thing, you know. That might not have a single thing to do with music. They might be basketball players or shoe sellers or whatever. So
exactly.
That's funny. That
and there is a basketball player. There's a basketball player. There's the either Minnesota or Philadelphia wide receiver, yeah. NFL player, and me. So, you know, I'm holding my own amongst the superstar talented athletes.
And some regular Marcus Johnson's out there, too.
Hey, man, we're holding me, Sean T, and Tony Horton are getting me together. I mean, I may not be an NFL star, but I'm getting my T25 and T90X in, so watch it.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you, because I'll tell the audience at WFSK, Marcus Johnson has been Artist of the Week on numerous occasions, and we have had a interview session with him over the years, many times, and talked with him about various things that he's done, but never seen laid eyes on him. And this is just going to be a total gas, Marcus, and I'm really excited about you coming back to Nashville. Are you on the City Winery Tour or something like that? Is that what's going on with you?
Yes. We're on the City Winery Tour, and it's funny because we're starting it back up because we just booked D.C. again for May.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm really kind of pragmatic about the way that I book. So I have my agents go in, and because we're putting people in the venues, yeah. Instead of going in and doing one date at a time, we do two dates at a time.
Okay.
So we'll do like a spring, and then we'll do a fall, mm-hmm. And then, you know, I have my Christmas stuff so that we can maximize,
sure.
You know, the Marcus Johnson experiences versus the holiday experiences, yeah. Yet, you know, give people another chance to experience something that I do.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'll be probably back again in the next 6 months, 6 to 8 months at City Winery in Nashville.
Okay, well, maybe on one of these trips.
Unless, you know, somebody named Sharon, you know, puts me up one of her shows or something like that for a job. And then we'll make that happen, you know what I'm saying?
So if I would just get myself together, right, okay? I will. Now listen to Princess on the interview. What's her name, Marcus?
Her name is Chase.
Hi, baby.
She can't hear you. Chase, you want to say hi to you?
Hi, yeah. Hi, sweetie. How you doing, girl? She like, nah.
She's like, nah. She like, nah. She hung with me last night. Yeah. We went to a grand opening.
Okay, she like, nah, see? Nah.
And that was awesome.
That's sweet. Now, the Marcus's performance is on Sunday, March 31st, and the doors open at 6. Mm-hmm. And you have an opening. There'll be an opening act, Porcelain. And then you actually begin at 8:00. Is that correct, Marcus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super. All right. Well, I'll be there for every exciting moment, and I'm looking forward to it. And we want the folks around Nashville to come out and support keyboardist, radio host, multi-award winner, entrepreneur, got his own wine brand. I mean, you're just about to do written books. You know, I mean, is ever consummate father. I mean, there's just so much you do, man. I'm just proud of you. But anyway, welcome to Nashville in advance, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you. Thank you for your support.
Absolutely.
Thank you for WFSK.
Absolutely.
Thank you for Dr. Rome. Thank you for Nashville and all that you all do for me.
Absolutely.
And I love you.
Love you, too. See you soon, Marcus.
All right, sweetie. You take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.